I'm just getting over a sinus infection, so if I start coughing and eyes start watering, I apologize in advance. I think everybody knows the routine with the pollen in the air, and I usually get it every spring and fall as well. Today would have been the Feast of St. Patrick if it were not a Sunday. So I'd like to speak a little bit about him because an aspect of his life, many of them, reflect the theme today. And people would be surprised to find out that he was not Irish himself, that he was actually Roman British, that island that later became England. And he was captured at the age of 14 by an Irish raiding party, brought back to Ireland to be a slave, a shepherd boy for some 6 years ended up being. And he said he really didn't know much about God before, but when he had that time on the slopes of the hills with the sheep and animals, he said he grew in prayer, had a lot of time to pray and just grew very close to God. And when he was age 20, he had a vision that God told him to escape, to go to the coast, and there would be a boat there, and he would be able to get back to Brittany. And he did that. They were a little hesitant at first to take him on, but they finally agreed and made it back to his home there, reunited with his family. But he eventually made his way to France to study for the priesthood. And it was there that he was ordained a priest. And he had another vision. And this time it was a man in the vision from Ireland bringing him letters from the Irish people. And one of the letters he saw, it said, "The voice of the Irish." And it said, "We appeal to you, holy servant boy, to come and walk among us. Come and walk among us." And so the church decided that he should be ordained a bishop and go and establish the church there, which it was all pagan people for the most part, druids and pagan religions. And so he went up and down that island for some 25 to 30 years preaching the gospel, miracles abounding, which God usually does in those kinds of instances when the church is beginning, and successfully did that. And so that it became such a Catholic island that they actually exported Catholicism throughout the world, and we have so many Irish priests and so forth. It's only now that Ireland is becoming materialistic and that faith and vocations are going the way of all first world countries. But for so many years, centuries, they were the powerhouse and even saved through Irish monasticism, saved our Catholicism by copying the Bible over and over again and preserving it and so many of our faith and tradition. He finally died on this day, March the 17th, in the year 461. But when those pagans told him, "We want you to come and walk among us," what they were saying is, "We want to see Jesus," just like those pagan Greeks who came to Andrew and Philip, because they had Greek names. They were Jews, but they had Greek names, so they felt comfortable approaching them. And they said, "We want to see Jesus." And so that is the desire of every human heart, is to know God, to know the truth, to know what is good, and to know what is beautiful. They're called the transcendentals, the good, the true, and the beautiful. Sometimes they add in the what is unifying, what is one. And of course, God is one true, good, and beautiful himself. And our hearts are restless until they rest in that reality. And so we all want to see God. We want to see Jesus. We heard King David in the psalm today, after his great sins, he said, "A clean heart create in me, O God," because he wanted to see God again. And it was clouded. Sin had clouded his heart. Jesus would later say, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." So this spiritual vision that goodness and holiness brings of the one true God. There was a girl just a few weeks ago asking her dad, "Why can't I see God?" And that's a good question. So I told him, "Well, tell her, God is invisible. God doesn't take up space. He's not material. So you can't see him in that way. How he will reveal himself in heaven, we'll have to find out there. There'll have to be some kind of illumination. Now we can see Jesus, because he did have a body, does have a body, resurrected body. Can't see it now because he's in heavenly glory. We can see him in the Eucharist, but it's in a sacramental way. And yet it is a real way as well. But our total vision for heavenly glory. And so we all want to work on getting rid of the sins in our lives so that we can see God more clearly and so that others can see God in us, to let the light of Christ shine through us. We have our beautiful stained glass windows here, but at nighttime, they're just dark. You can't see them. And so that's like sin, nighttime. It doesn't shine. The light doesn't come through. But in the daylight, as in now, you can see what those images are. And so we're supposed to be like these stained glass windows, letting the light of Christ, the S-O-N of God, not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N of God, shining through us so people can see Jesus. Because you might be the only Jesus that people see today and tomorrow and the next day. So we can see God in charity and in love and in all of these things. So there's a story that I've shared once before, and it is also a case of seeing Jesus. I was in Delcom as pastor there, and I was just emailing with this guy in prison, a friend of mine, Angola State Prison, and we became friends after his terrible deed in which he killed his ex-girlfriend, escaped into a field in between Delcom and Erath, and they called for a priest. He was there, he was going to kill himself, and deputies had surrounded him, and when they got me, they said, there's a hostage situation. So I said, hey, y'all, this might be my last Mass, so let's celebrate it with some fervor, because I might have to exchange myself for the hostage. But unfortunately, that had already ended. But when I saw him, I had a real guttural experience of compassion for him, kneeling there, gun to his chest. And so they had been there for 2 hours, and nothing was working. And then I joined in the conversation, another 2 hours, nothing working. And then I got the inspiration to give him my grandmother's rosary that I had in my pocket, and then my scapular I had around my neck, put it in his hands, and in 10 minutes, he gave up his gun. 4 hours of talking, nothing working, two sacramentals, a rosary and a scapular, and God worked a miracle. The Blessed Mother interceded, and he gave up his gun. And eventually ended up in Angola State Prison for life. Changed his life, studied through a little seminary program there, is now a minister to his fellow prisoners, so he's doing good, he's making reparation. And I had emailed him this week, and we were emailing back and forth, and I had said, I shared your story recently with a group, and he emailed back and said, no, it's our story, because he said, when you were there, I saw Jesus in you. When I was looking at you and hearing you, I saw Jesus. And so I don't always allow Jesus to shine through me so nicely, but that was one time when God did his thing in a very powerful way. And that is how we can really work miracles in people's lives, by letting the light of Christ shine through us. We heard from Jeremiah the prophet today how the covenant would be actually written on our hearts. And that's the covenant that Jeremiah saw 700 years previously, that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, in his death and resurrection that we witness at every Mass. And here, indwelling within our hearts, is Jesus Christ our Lord through baptism, through sanctifying grace, through all of the sacraments. And St. Patrick allowed that light of Christ to shine through him, and that's why God did such great things through him. I'll close with a little prayer. The breastplate prayer, that first he talks about St. Patrick's prayer. He said, I bind unto myself the Holy Trinity, the angels and the saints, Jesus our Lord, and against Satan and all of the demons. But the most famous stanza goes like this. Christ be with me, Christ within me. Christ behind me, Christ before me. Christ beside me, Christ to win me. Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. Let us seek to see Jesus every day and let Jesus shine through our hearts as well. Amen.